I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking about living as an Italian woman in the 21st century with three women who are doing exactly that. Francesca Caruso, Nina Bernardo, and Lisa Anderson. What's your take on just the legalities of being a woman in Italy as opposed to the United States as far as divorce and family planning and these kind of civil liberties and so on?
Well, divorce is much more difficult in Italy than it is in the U.S. In Italy, in order to get a divorce, you need to be separated legally for three years, and then you have to have a lawyer do it. It's extremely expensive. So a lot of couples opt not to do it but live separately.
So there's a lot of women that
there are a lot of barriers.
Couples that are just they're forever separated, but they just can't get around
exactly.
The legalities of a divorce. Does that mean they can't connect with some other relationship?
They can, but they could never remarry.
They can't remarry.
Right.
So there are a lot of sham
style.
Kind of
it's
having
divorce,
an affair, essentially.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So divorce Italian style would be, well, I mean, the reality is, okay, let's say the husband doesn't want to give the divorce, but you're separated and you can never get to first base with the legalities of getting this thing done. So 4 or 5 years, 6 years, your family's separated. You've got another relationship. You're still married, technically, so you can't marry this other guy.
No. Right.
But in practice, you're raising a family with a different man.
Exactly.
And that's just accepted.
And I think that when you read the statistics about a low divorce rate in Italy, those statistics are not actually correct because they're not taking into account the number of people who are just separated but who would wish to be divorced.
So what drives this whole regressive approach to divorces?
Yeah, the influence of a Catholic Church.
And how's that changing, or is that changing?
Well, because it's becoming a more secular society, even in Italy, slowly but surely.
So there are changes in the last decade in that regard.
But I'll tell you this, when you go to court for your final divorce, the judge will still ask you, are you really sure that you want to end this marriage? And this is, in theory, after 3 years that you've been living apart from this person. They ask you something I think they should have, absolutely, they don't have a right to ask you.
It's almost disrespectful, I think.
Yes, I found that really
and
a little bit humiliating.
Would the question be pointed at the man or the woman?
Well,
both of them.
Both, yeah.
How is the birth rate in Italy right now?
It's 1.36, up from 0.7 in the 1970s and the 1980s. You know, we went from this agriculturally based society, then we had the Italian miracle in the 1960s, essentially, where all these people went from the countryside to the city. Suddenly you were living in really small spaces. It took more money to raise a big family. You didn't need the farm labor anymore. And so people stopped having children. Birth control is subsidized by the state. People started spoiling their children. I think that's really where this issue of mamone came from. And now we're having this baby boom at 1.36.
But that's still quite low.
It's below replacement rate, absolutely.
Yeah. So you were down to like unprecedented lows,
yes.
And now you're still very low.
Yeah.
Why do you have, in this day and age, such a low birth rate?
But I think part of that is the grim economic outlook. And so Italians, and because the job situation is so bad, they're waiting to get married and start a family much later. And then when they do, it's so expensive to have a child that they're only having one.